From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The death toll in Mexico's earthquake has risen to 64. VOA's Tom Turco has the details.
Three more deaths have been reported in the southern border state of Chiapas. The state government says more than 1,000 homes were destroyed in Chiapas and about 5,000 were damaged.
The governor of the Gulf state of Veracruz has also reported two deaths related to the arrival of Hurricane Katia. Governor Miguel Angel Yunes says that the two died in a mudslide. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mike Brennan has the latest track for Hurricane Irma.
During the next 24 hours, we expect Irma to turn northwestward and north-northwestward and move across the Florida Keys and then right along the west coast of the Florida Peninsula, reaching the Fort Myers area around Sunday evening, passing by the Tampa Bay area and moving up to North Florida by Monday morning, and then weakening as it moves inland across southeastern Georgia to a tropical storm and finally to a tropical depression over the Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians by the middle of the week.
Irma has killed at least 22 people. The Dutch government estimates 70% of the houses on St. Martin were badly damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Irma. That leaves many of the 40,000 residents reliant on public shelters as they brace for Hurricane Jose. Interior Minister Ronald Plasterk said that Jose is forecast to track northwest of St. Martin and will likely dump a lot of rain on buildings, many of which had their roofs torn off by Irma. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that the situation remains grim on the island, where widespread looting has broken out. 230 Dutch troops and police are patrolling St. Martin, and another 200 will arrive soon. This is VOA News. Some 270,000 Rohingya Muslims have sought refuge in Bangladesh during the past 2 weeks. Samantha Vadas has the latest as aid workers struggle to keep up with the ever-growing numbers.
As the Rohingya continue to scramble for safety in Bangladesh, the UNHCR says the country's camps are now bursting at the seams.
There is an urgent need for more land and shelters.
As resources become severely stretched and aid agencies race to provide clean water and food, thousands of protesters have rallied across Asia, from Japan to the Philippines, all calling for an end to the persecution of the Muslim minority. In Islamabad, Pakistanis tried to march towards the Myanmar embassy on Friday, but were forced back by police.
This is extreme oppression. The silence and indifference of the international community is sad.
It came as sources told Reuters up to 8 villages in northwest Myanmar had been burned down on Friday, suggesting the Rohingya exodus is far from over.
That was reporter Samantha Vardas. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping says rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse the situation. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix says ethnic hate speech is running in parallel with an increase in violence in Central African Republic. Lacroix says it is a key responsibility of the leadership and all those who have an influence in Central African Republic to counter those messages. War between the Muslim Seleka and Christian anti-Balaka armed groups broke out in 2013 after Seleka rebels toppled the Christian president François Bozizé. Peacekeeping Chief Lacroix tells VOA every effort is being made to redeploy UN forces on the ground to try to mitigate the impact of this violence and to protect civilians. The United Nations is trying to reconcile the two ethnic communities by working with religious, civic, and political leaders from different walks of life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Spanish judge has ordered police to search a printer shop and two offices of a regional newspaper in Catalonia. It's part of an investigation into alleged preparations for an illegal referendum on independence for the prosperous northeastern region. North Korea has marked its 69th anniversary of its founding Saturday with typical ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile test. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.